From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, and welcome into the weekend edition of Life Change. We trust that today will help change your life. You know, there are a lot of people that have always wanted to go to college, and they have a burden, and things happen, life happens. Sometimes there's an injury that comes along, or illness. Sometimes we delay it because of, well, events that take place in our life. But we want you to know that here at Padrone Ministry College, our goal is to help people to grow their faith, to spiritually grow the faith that God has given to them. And today we're going to talk about our ministry college that has opened up. We call it a college without walls because we have it all online. Our faculty have been chosen. They are teaching. We have other people involved in this wonderful ministry for which we truly thank the dear Lord for. And with us today is Rick Ramsey to talk to us about the Padrone Ministry College. And Rick is here. As you know, he is our international director at our ministry. But Rick also has a burden for the college, and he is one of the mentors. One of the unique things about our college is that we have a mentorship program, and the mentorship program is to help students academically, spiritually, and eventually professionally. We are praying for students who desire to receive an education from a school without walls, as all of our classes are online and taught by skilled and qualified professors, plus each student has a mentor who helps them academically, spiritually, and directs them professionally. We are very blessed to have finished our first year with a number of students taking their training in education, Indigenous International Ministry, and Pastoral Ministries. So if you're a student seeking this type of education, please get a paper and pencil ready. We'll tell you how to get a hold of us in just a few moments. But Rick, we're glad to have you on with us. Just last week, we talked about our ministry in Myanmar. Today is Padrone Ministry College. You've been involved now for 1 year, Rick. Give us your thoughts on the college.
Well, you know, when we first began, I remember I was sitting on my front porch, and you called me and you said, Rick, I'd like for you to think about being a mentor, and we're starting this school. And, you know, I was marvelously amazed, really, at the call of God on your life and leading you into this direction. You've been involved in education all through the years with pastorate and brick and mortar church school. And yet now you're still wanting to do that kind of a ministry. And so in this first year, we learned a lot. I mean, I was amazed at the quality of people that are involved in our school, as far as the professors, the leadership, and just marveled at that. We had some glitches, you always will, but we each work so well, so hard together, and it's been a blessing. It really has to be a part of.
Yeah, thank you too, Rick, for being a part of this. Olubami King is also one of our mentors this first year. We have a summer semester going on right now, and the next semester for the second year begins in August. And so again, if you're a student that wants to come to our college, simply go to dinopadroneministries.com. That's DINOPEDRONE Ministries, MINISTRIES.com. And simply click in Padrone Ministry College and you get the information. And if you're interested in being a student, get the application as quick as we can, and then we can help begin the process with you. And so, Rick, let's talk about this whole idea about being a mentor. What is it like for you to be a mentor? Tell us what that's doing for your life.
Well, it keeps me on praying grounds, for sure. You know, I have pastored many years, and so I know a little bit about what's involved in encouraging people and helping people along and answering people's questions and pointing them in the right direction and getting materials into their hands and then helping them with their spiritual situations and building them up in the faith and even in just in their ordinary, everyday personal lives. And all of those have played into the mentorship program. As it turned out, I also, working in the missions part of our ministry, received the African students, and I am their mentor. And of course, these students, they are from a different part of the world. They do speak English. I am thankful for that. But they don't speak Virginia English, which makes it a little bit difficult at times. And our communication, our relationship, it's built. And trying to help them with the difficulties that they might have, it's been a great joy. Again, I say, I learned so much in year one. I am still learning. We're in summer session now, and I'm trying to help them along with their needs. And our African students, they just want to get it done. They're just anxious to plow on through, and summer break doesn't mean anything to them. They're wanting to get their education done. And many of these are people who are already in ministry, and they're wanting the biblical foundation or background to support what they're trying to do. And so it's just been a great privilege, a wonderful experience, and a lot of learning as well. I had to learn the program and so many things about it, but it's been a wonderful blessing.
Here's a couple interesting letters, Rick, that we have from the involvement with Africa Ministries. This one is from Pennsylvania. It says, please use the enclosed gift for scholarships for the African pastors. And we need scholarships for the African pastors. In fact, a scholarship letter I'm sending out to all of our constituency here has to do with helping these African pastors. And then this one is actually from somebody in Africa. The book, The Beginning, a book that I wrote about the early days of Christianity, has been used by a college class I teach, and our students appreciate the verse-by-verse presentation. So these books, these ministries are making a difference there in Africa. We are very thankful to our good friend, Evangelist Ron Susek, who has a tremendous ministry in so many areas. These six African pastors who are leaders in their country, but they have never been able to have a solid Bible education. The contact came from my good friend, Ron Susek. We're training them and helping them because they cannot pay their fees. Each class is $1,125 with tuition, including the additional cost. If you can help us with that, again, we would be delighted to have you help us. We need help with these African pastors. It's a blessing that we have them with us. And again, you can simply send a gift in to 433 Plaza Real Suite. That's 433 Plaza, P-L-A-Z-A, Real Suite, S-U-I-T-E, 275 Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. And simply mark African pastors. Well, tell us a little bit more about these African pastors, Rick. You have such a close connection with them.
Well, you know, they are desiring to be all they can be. As you mentioned, they are already serving and in some cases have rather large ministry, but they don't have that biblical foundation, and not just the biblical, because one of our students from Africa is in an art class this year. And so one of the issues that he's had is being able to have access to the materials, the book that he needed. And so I've been helping him and working with staff to make sure, and that's one of the things that we've been doing. And of course, sometimes it costs a little more because they have to be e-books or something for them. And I think probably in the fall, you know, we're going to need help in other ways in relation to them. But, you know, I was thinking a scholarship, $1,000 would pay for one of their classes, for one of them to have a New Testament class or an Old Testament class. And again, these people will be the servants of God to the nation of Africa. And I just wonder if there aren't some people who tune in who have the means to give us the funds to help our school financially in a way that these students can become what they desire to be. And you never know who's going to accomplish great things for God, but you do know that God's going to use someone to accomplish great things. They are wonderful students, determined, so thankful for the privilege.
Yeah, thank you, Rick, for sharing that about these African pastors. It is such a blessing. We are approved for the second year with a religious exemption from the Department of Education here in the state of Florida. We thank the Lord for the Department of Education here that's been so open and blessed to those of us who are in the religious field and helping people to grow their faith. I want to say to you as well that as we think about this college, we are training individuals, and we are training a generation of individuals who are called to the classroom to educate future teachers in a biblical worldview. One of the things we have found is that there are many churches today who start Christian schools and are having a hard time finding Christian school teachers. So if you want to be a school teacher, we are very involved with that here. And the other endeavor is to encourage students to stay home, like Rick has been talking about, and prepare themselves for the work that they are involved with, to prepare them for the ministry that God has called them unto. And so we're delighted about that. These pastors, we have no intention to bring them to America, not to bring them to Virginia or to bring them to Florida or to bring them to Pennsylvania or New York or New Mexico, but simply to leave them where they're at and they get this education. The other need is that of training individuals for pastoral ministry. There's not a week that goes by but that we get a letter or a contact of somebody saying, we're looking for a pastor, would you pray for us? And one of the things I know that's been upon my heart, I know, Rick, on your heart, and many, many of our people involved with our college, is this whole idea of praying for pastors to be involved in the ministry. And it's true here in America. We have some great needs in America with these various situations where there are people that need pastors, and they're looking for God-called people. So I'm going to ask you, Rick, if you take just a minute with the broadcast with us today, and let's pray that I believe the call of God is there. It's on people. They need to recognize it, getting themselves trained for the gospel ministry. So pray for us, Rick.
I'd be glad to. Our Father, we come to you in Jesus' name and realizing that we cannot call people to serve you as a pastor. That's a call that comes from you. But there is a surrender that needs to take place. And Lord, you've commanded us to pray that you would send laborers into the harvest field. And we're familiar with churches that need a pastor. And Father, there are many people who are maybe trying to find positions and with financial means. And yet, Lord, that call to preach the gospel and to serve you and to trust you for their needs is so important. And so, Father, I just pray today that maybe someone is listening to us, someone who knows someone who's listening to us, that you might just call some people. Hear our prayers, Father, for our nation and for the world. We need missionaries. We're thankful for our ministry there, but we also need pastors in America. And so I pray you'd move on the hearts of men, and they would surrender to the call. They would be obedient to your will, whether it be as an evangelist, whether it be as a church planter, or maybe as a pastor of an existing church. And then, Lord, help us to help them, train them, prepare them, and put us together, do that which only you can do. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rick. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron talking to you. And prayer is such a powerful thing. The scripture says, pray without ceasing. Jesus taught us to pray. He said, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will needs to be done on earth. And that's how we should pray. And what we are praying for is that we are praying for students who desire to receive an education from a school without walls. Just as we pray for people answering the call of God upon their life to pastor, we see that also in other areas. All of our classes are online and taught by skilled and qualified professors. Plus, each student has a mentor who helps them academically and spiritually and directs them professionally. We are very blessed to have finished our first year with a number of students taking their training in education, Indigenous International Ministry, and Pastoral Ministry. And if you are a student seeking this type of education, please go to Padron Ministry College or dinopadronministries.com. That's D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, ministries, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-E-S.com, and connect with our team who are eager to share with you about this wonderful opportunity. Rick, what are some of the things that people can do to help us with our college?
Well, we've mentioned earlier, and it's really basic but still important, is pray. You know, it'd be wonderful to have a whole group of people who pray daily that the Lord would bless Padron Ministry College. God answers prayer, as you said, and so prayer is vital to us. And then servants. Maybe there's people out there, and we may not be at the place right now, maybe we will be soon, where we will need more people to be involved. We're going to need more mentors at some point. We're going to need more professors at some point and more on our leadership team. I talked to someone recently, and I encouraged them to go to our website and give us their information so that when we are able and ready, we can consider them. And then, of course, scholarships. All of these students in Africa cannot afford to do anything. They're on scholarship. We receive some support from some places, but it's important for a four-year scholarship for a student for them to graduate. It'd be very minimal in some ways, but scholarships are vital to our ministry. And then, you know, a financial grant would be wonderful. Somebody who had the means to take this as their burden and give a large sum of money, or individuals to make it a part of their monthly budget and give a certain amount of money. All of those things would be a wonderful blessing to help us go forward and encourage their young people not to go necessarily to these public institutions, but come along with us and let us train them to serve the Lord.
You know, Rick, as you were sharing that, I was looking at several of the letters that came in just the last couple of weeks. One of the letters that came in a few years ago, I know maybe two, three years ago, we helped raise some money for a school building in Africa. And we raised over $64,000 and built a building for that. And a note just came in from somebody as a result of that building. They've been using it now for several years. It says, thank you for your help with financial help for our school building. And you know, that's such a blessing to hear that. And because, you know, as you serve the Lord from day to day and week by week, and you continue to give honor and glory unto Him, there's blessings like that that come our way, for which we are very, very thankful, and we truly praise God. So I think that's great, just to think back about that building that we built. This was in Sierra Leone, Africa, with another ministry, World Evangelistic Outreach, that we built a building there for them. So be much in prayer, as Rick has mentioned to you, and be much in prayer, as I've mentioned, about the fact that we have a wonderful prayer team led by good friend Jerome Redding. Prayer is such a powerful entity. I think so often of people that pray. I think of that story in Acts when Peter was given deliverance from prison, and he came to the house where the people were praying, and they couldn't believe that he was taken out of prison when that was the very thing that he was praying for. It just reminds us of the importance of faithfulness and consistency in our prayer life. Well, Rick, give us a message on this topic, if you would, some Bible thought, if you would. You have about 5 minutes here that you can do that in. Give us some thoughts from the scripture about this whole idea that we're talking about.
Sure, I'd be glad to. You know, a number of years ago when I left my last pastorate, it was June of 2019. I left my last pastorate, and they had a party, you know, and I'm so thankful that the churches that I have pastored, I can go back to every one of them. I think that I asked the Lord for that when I started the ministry, and I'm thankful that He enabled that to happen. But I had numerous people say to me, Rick, enjoy your retirement. I never mentioned retirement. I never stated that I was going to retire. And maybe they thought it's time for him to be put out to retirement pasture. I don't know. I mean, I was 66 at the time. Just yesterday, I had somebody ask me again, how are you enjoying your retirement? And though I'm not pastoring a church at the moment, I believe that ministry, as long as we're living, I believe it was a dear lady that you're familiar with that said something to the effect of, if you ain't dead, God ain't done. And we need to be involved in ministry. And I was thinking about Galatians chapter 6. Every one of us have ministry. If we're alive, we're living, there's ministry for us. And in chapter 6 and verse 1, and there's several commands in this passage here. He says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one. So there's a ministry of restoration. I guarantee you that just about everybody listening to us today has someone in their realm, in their circle, in their family that need restoration. Don't be critical, don't attack, but go and try to restore them. And then a ministry of burden bearing, as he said in verse 2, bear ye one another's burdens. That's what we're doing with the college. We cannot do Padron Ministry College unless there's some people who take up the burden and bear the burden of it with us. And that's a calling. Not everyone, you know, in a church can preach, but they can all bear the burden. Not everyone in the university world can be a professor, but they can bear the burden. And so the challenge to bear one another's burdens. And then I noticed down there in verse 6, he says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Now there's several understandings, I guess, or applications of this passage of scripture. But if you have been gifted with an ability to communicate God's word, do it. I know of men who are in their upper 80s and they're still preaching. Brother Rudy Allen, and he's, I guess he's 80 or 81 now, still preaching. Good, godly men serving the Lord. And so if you've received the word, God has honed that skill in us and trained us, not for the purpose for us to sit and retire, but to share it, communicate it. And there are all kinds of ways. And then that communicate there could relate to supplying the need or helping in some way. And support ministries are vital. And our school needs, again, support ministry. And then some would say that that word communication carries the idea of financially being able to help. It's a word that means fellowship. Two fellows in a ship, so to speak, helping each other. One has means that another doesn't, but put the two together and you've got a team. I'm a sports fan. I love sports too much sometimes, but I'm really a baseball fan. And I marvel, some teams have a lot of individuals, but they're not a team. But the great teams are individuals who are honed in together and become something special, and each one has a part to play. And so we in the gospel ministry need to minister to one another, and as preachers, teachers, servants, don't retire, refire, get back in the ministry again. You're still living. God's still got people for you to serve and reach out to. And so that's the challenge the Lord gave me on that thought today.
That's a great challenge, Rick. Refire, my friends. Let's refire and do the work of God. You've been listening at the Life Change Weekend. Thanks for listening in. Do pray for our college and pray for all that God is doing there as we seek students to glorify Him in these last days.
You've been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.